want to build your faith? Do you desire to have a true encounter with God through His Word? Then listen to Logos Rhema Hour with Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobing, Head Pastor of Harvest Chapel International, Kumasi. He is a seasoned man of God and a teacher of the Word in its truth and simplicity. Make time with us each and every Monday to Friday at 2 p.m. on Spirit 88.3 FM as we encounter the Word of Truth. God richly bless you. Previously on Logos Rhema Hour.
And Jesus said that when you don't allow Him to take control of your heart and your being, and you still resist the influence of the Holy Spirit in bringing all those graces and those virtues, He says that the evil spirit goes around when he sees that your house and your heart is empty. He goes around looking for 7 more stronger demons. And then they come and say that our old place is still unoccupied. Let us go and let us fortify ourselves and make his condition worse.
And now, today's message.
Let's take our confession. Joshua 1 verse 8. This book of the Lord shall not depart out of my mouth, shall meditate in it day and night, observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then we will make our way prosperous. And then we will find good success. The Holy Spirit, our helper. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit as our helper. So we want to continue with our journey with the Holy Spirit, understanding the Holy Spirit as our helper. In our text, John 14, verse 26, the helper, Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. Hallelujah. And we decided to, or God directed us to, you know, just take a look at the ministry of Jesus Christ at the tail end of his life as he spoke about the Holy Spirit coming to take center stage. And as he instructed his disciples about the necessity of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer, we hope to be able to fulfill our calling. Hallelujah. Last continued Acts 1. We are still there. We said the book of Acts. Some Bible scholars have suggested it. The title should be the Acts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. But God in his own wisdom has decided that the universal accepted is the Acts of the Apostles. Hallelujah. But then as we read through the narrative, it's quite clear that these ones were enabled to do what they did because they listened to Jesus Christ about the necessity of being empowered by the Holy Spirit before moving out to undertake their assignment. It is our time, it is our day. God is looking up to us. God has no other, if you like, gift for us except the same gift. Incidentally, it was the same gift of the Holy Spirit upon his life that enabled him to undertake God's assignment for his life. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. And I thank God that he recommended the same thing to his chosen ones about the necessity of being endued with power from on high before stepping out there and, if you like, making or testifying about the Lord Jesus Christ and making disciples for the kingdom of God. If we go to Acts 1, it says, in my first book, I told you, Theophilus, about everything Jesus began to do and teach. Verse 2, until the day he was taken up to heaven after giving his chosen apostles further instructions through the Holy Spirit. Verse 3, we are reading 1 to 5. During the 40 days after he suffered and died, he appeared to the apostles from time to time, and he proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive. And he talked to them about the kingdom of God. I'm hoping today we'll highlight on that, the kingdom of God, because the empowerment of the Holy Spirit and all that we are doing, it has pivotal reference to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And I pray that God, some way, somehow, will open our eyes and our understanding to see what the kingdom of God stands for. Hallelujah. And take note of that verse again, verse 3. During the 40 days after he suffered and died, he appeared to the apostles from time to time, proving to them in many ways that he was actually alive. This was somebody about to resurrect. But all along, for that 40 days post-resurrection, Dr. Luke is just highlighting about the necessity of the Holy Spirit and relating it to about that critical talk that Jesus had with his disciples post-resurrection about the kingdom of God. Verse 4. Once when he was eating with them, he commanded them, "Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift." The Holy Spirit is a gift. The gift he promised. It's not something that you earn. A gift is never earned. A gift is bestowed on you by a benefactor. And you as a beneficiary, you either accept it or reject it. But if I wanted to give you a gift that I know is so useful and will be so useful to you, I'll look at how you are going to treat it, not whether you deserve it, but how you are going to handle the gift. Anyone who gives you a gift, remember, he'll be watching out how you utilize the gift. Amen. I don't know about you, but when you go out of your way and you give somebody a precious gift, you'll be on the lookout whether the person really appreciates it and how that person is using it. So it's a gift. Sends you the gift he promised, as I told you before. Let's take the last verse, verse 5. And then John baptized with water, but in just a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And we'll just continue from where we left off. And I believe that in the past discourses, we've emphasized about the necessity of knowing and getting familiar with the story of Jesus. How come he was able to live successfully on earth as a man and to please the Lord in all he did? And how he fulfilled the purpose of God for his life? And we say we need, as believers, to be familiar with the Jesus story, because he's our supreme example. His life, ministry, his death, resurrection, and finally, his ascension to heaven. We've also mentioned in the past that we are in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. He has come to replace Jesus as our teacher, and he, the Holy Spirit, our rabbi, he now desires to teach all of us who are willing to walk with God and to fulfill God's purposes for our lives. And any such person who is prepared to do that, they respond to his call on their lives, they enroll as disciples of the Lord and humble themselves so that he can teach, he can coach, he can mentor and guide us to be the people that God wants us to be. Amen. And in the past, we have emphasized the need for theory and practice. And we said that any time that your theoretical knowledge of God outstrips your experiential knowledge, you need to pause. They must go hand in hand. It is disastrous to know more and to practice less. You are not going to benefit. So let's take note that the talk and the walk are equally important. Theory, practice, theoretical knowledge, experiential knowledge. Because after the theory, there will be practice. And the more you resist the practice is the tough part. As for the theory, it's very, very easy. Amen. Hallelujah. And then you become a religionist. Religion, more theory, less practice. Bible says that we admire, we agree to a certain form of religion, but Hallelujah. We deny the power thereof. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit is given to assume that role of master, coach, teacher, and rabbi. Hallelujah. And I mentioned that this Holy Spirit introduction, or in my last talk, that is very important, because Jesus, as we have seen in the verses that we have read, very particular that we will be able to discern him. Amen. He was going to send him. If he sends him and he comes, and we can't discern him, we don't know he has come. If we look at scripture very well, every sincere, every genuine, every authentic born-again believer has the Holy Spirit as a seal in their lives. But it's a shame that it's just a few of us who discern his presence in our lives. And for those of us who even discern his presence in our life, further still, there's few who cooperate with him, who hear his voice and cooperate and obey his voice. Hallelujah. So here we have the situation where the Holy Spirit has come in the fullness of God's power, his omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence, and his tabernacling right inside of the life of believers. And yes, sir, we are not demonstrating any power, because we want to take the lead. Hallelujah. He's the boss. It's very, very important we understand some of these principles. Amen. But then once again, as I'm saying, the Spirit being, you and I, are default production or creation, was such that God placed something within us that enables us to be able to discern the presence of spirit beings. Very, very important. So that the Holy Spirit coming in you, you can't say, as for me, I'm a believer, but then I don't want to deal with spirits and I'll just deal with truths or natural things. No. That Christian life is designed in such a way that we must, of a necessity, walk with God. And God is a spirit being. And if we'll be able to have a successful walk with him, then you and I, as humans created in clay, we should be able to discern spirit beings. And I'm saying the argument is that by default, God created us in such a way that ordinarily we should be able to discern spirit beings.
We'll be right back after this break. How are you really? Worried? Emotionally exhausted and depressed? Finding it hard to manage your anxieties? Do you have questions unanswered? And are you struggling in your walk with the Lord? Are you seeking prayer or counseling? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Do not let your heart be troubled. Harvest Chapel International Benyamin Kumasi invites you to come, for our doors are wide open, ever ready to listen to you, encourage you, give you God-given counseling, and hold your hands in prayer. For by wise counseling, you can wage your war, and in the abundance of counselors, there is victory. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 6. Contact us via SMS, voice call, or WhatsApp on 055-124-5252. 055-124-5252 for further directions to any of our counseling and prayer session. Looking forward to hear from you. God be with you. Oh God, brought me in line. Saved me there. Welcome back.
I always like to point out that this is a very complex world. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a world that takes its roots from the realms of the unseen into the realms of seen. We need to understand that. Hallelujah. So that we will understand that we need, of a necessity, to connect with the spiritual realm. by what we say is the sixth sense, we should be able to connect with the spiritual realm where God, our creator, resides. Very, very important we understand this thing so that when you go on your knees and you are praying, you know where the prayer is going. And you are encouraged because you know that the spiritual realm exists and God, our Father, is there. Not just there, but he has come to take residence in us. When you are talking, you know that you are talking to a real person. There's that connection with heaven, connection with the spiritual realm. And we see this. I'm not saying anything that is unbiblical or unscriptural. We see this in Genesis chapter 2 and 3. We see God, who is a spirit being, having unhindered fellowship in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. And so God, who is spirit, intentionally designed Adam and Eve, and hence all humankind, with all the tools needed to have fellowship and a relationship with him. Hallelujah. And so as a believer, you should feel God. You should be feeling him when he's around or hanging around with you in your home, in your church, or wherever you may be. The point being that God is omnipresent and he can make himself maybe like a Bluetooth. God can make himself discoverable or discernible anytime, anywhere he chooses to do so. So that you shouldn't always be only when you come to church before you feel God. Because the whole work about the kingdom of God is not just in church, outside. Both here and there. And wherever you are, you must be able to discern God if he is with you. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Hallelujah. In the community, in school, at the workplace, God should be discernible to you. And it brings so much comfort, so much reassurance as a believer. Else you will be scared. Amen. It's a very dark world. Amen. It's a very fiery world, a fearsome world. The Bible doesn't, the Bible is so clear. God has never hidden any of the truths about our world with him to us. Hallelujah. It's just that we are not taking our time to get cognizant with the story. So God is discoverable everywhere, but he decides. If you have the antennae, yes, your spiritual antennae up and running, every day you are doing your quiet time and you are fellowshipping with him and you are doing all that has been prescribed so that God can be a reality to you. When you go anywhere in the valley of the shadow of death, when God is there, you know, my God is here with me. Therefore, will I fear no evil. Hallelujah. The next point is that spirit beings are able to communicate with us and we should be able to communicate with them as well. Say amen. We are talking about the Holy Spirit. We are talking about God. Hallelujah. So I've said it so that in the wider context, spirit beings are able to communicate with us. And we should be able to communicate with them as well. And the Bible is replete with lots of angelic appearances and interactions with men. Amen. Adam in the Garden of Eden was interacting with God. And he interacted with Satan. Take note, very, very important. Mary, the mother of Jesus, told Dr. Luke that an angel of God came to me and I spoke with him. I even questioned him. How will it be? I hope you are getting the drift of the teaching. So the Holy Spirit is real. Let's make him real, else his coming is not going to be beneficial to you. When we come here and we say, God spoke to me and the Holy Spirit spoke to me, it is true. It's not far-fetched. It is not the exclusive preserve of pastors, but all believers, all sincere, genuine believers, sealed by the Holy Spirit, have the opportunity to communicate with him. Hallelujah. And this same Gabriel was in the Old Testament. He was communicating with Daniel. Fast forward, many, many, many years later, he was communicating with Mary, the mother of Jesus. So the Bible is full of narratives of divine encounters between men and spirit beings. Whether God, Satan, good angels, bad angels, or demons, they can communicate with men. Take note. Very, very important. God has his men. Satan has his men. So in the Garden of Eden, Adam communicated with God. Then later on, we saw him in an unfortunate discourse with Satan, or the devil disguised as a serpent. And that spelled the doom of man. And so Jesus suggesting to the disciples what was going to take place in their lives to enable them to fulfill the Great Commission was not asking too much of them. It is not an impossibility for a spirit being and a human being to have a relationship. That's why the occult is there. And it's real. It is real. Don't dismiss these things. So that believers, you know why you must pray and pray all your life. Those of us who have neglected our altars and allowed them to collapse and are experiencing demonic attacks. Rise up! We war not against flesh and blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 12. The kind of world that you and I are living in. And we are believers. We are students of the supernatural. And yet still we are not reading our Bible. Or even if we read it, we ignore it and say, this one is for pastor. Who said so? Hallelujah. A final word. Turn to somebody and say, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now verse 11, put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. Now look at 12. For we, he didn't say pastor, for we, you and I, are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against, look at that. Every believer should have this thing highlighted in your Bible. Against evil rulers and authorities of what? The unseen world. Paul was choosing his adjectives well. He says, against mighty powers in this dark world and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. That is the kind of world you and I are occupying. And when you wake up in the morning before you step up, you don't pray. And then when you get, you know, involved and see, Hallelujah. Amen. Rise up, rise up, rise up. Get on your knees and pray and wage spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. Amen. So all these are there. Hallelujah. Very, very important that we understand this so that we can cooperate with the coming of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I've said it already. Oh my God. The next thought I want us to know and understand, hallelujah, I think I've established the point, I've made my point about the ability to communicate. So the Holy Spirit coming is for us to be able to communicate and have interaction and fellowship with him. But this time, you are not going to be the boss. I'm not going to be the boss. He is going to be the boss. So of a necessity, if he's going to be the boss, as I said, he's going to be our rabbi, coach, mentor. We should be able to hear his voice. We should be able to know his voice. There are a lot of evil spirits out there. So how do you recognize who is speaking to you? And we know that this is a bane in a lot of believers' life. And so what we do is then we throw in the towel. Then I don't want any spirit to communicate with me so that I'll be confused. I get confused. So no instructions from any spirit. I walk alone. That is as equally disastrous. Amen. Now listen to this. Oh my God. If you have understood this verse very well and you know that we are involved in warfare, then you know that it's an unseen world. You and I, we only see, we believe and see and believe. We are not there. But the Holy Spirit is there. Hallelujah. And he's our commander in chief. Now, when it comes to natural war, the soldiers will tell you, hallelujah, it is not won on the battlefield, though. It is won in the operational rooms where the commanders, they don't come on the battlefield. They give instructions. They give instructions to the soldiers on the ground how to fight it. You and I are fortunate to have an omniscient God, an omnipotent and omnipresent God, all-knowing, everywhere at the same time, all-powerful, out there as our commander-in-chief. He sees them, all these things, he sees them. Indeed, he says that in Colossians 1:16, he says they were all created by him. He knows how to deal with them. Hallelujah. So how do you fight him without taking instructions from him? The battle is won on the drawing board before the plans are executed on the field. Your partnership, my partnership with the Holy Spirit, my discerning his voice, my being able to receive instructions from him and obeying it, executing his express instructions, that battle that is raging over your life, the contention of the spirits that are contending over your life, so that you fall, so that you abandon God, so that now they'll be able to kill you. The witches in your home, they are true. Look at that. Every clan, every family, they have it. Unseen, well, wicked spirits. Don't underestimate it. It's as old as the Bible. Hallelujah. Right in the foundations of this world, right in the Garden of Eden, Satan was there as an opposer of the will of God. And he works with all these demonic authorities. And then Paul will say that, yes, that everything, the heavenly realms, they are there. The more indisciplined you come, the more you are disobedient, the more likely you are going to lose the war over your own life. How much more your friends? You, your own life, you are not able to fight them. How will you intercede for your family and friends? So you see the cycle. Things are not going. Now you turn your right to your family, you turn to your loved ones, the people you want to. You can't even contend for your own life. It's not anybody's fault. You have the power. Cooperate with the commander-in-chief. Desire to hear from him. Desire to hear from him. We look at Jesus' example. After the Holy Spirit baptism, 40 days, 40 nights, fasting and praying, so that the voice of God will be so clear, crystal clear. Now, when the devil came and started telling, he knew that this was the devil. He said, "Get thee behind me." And then from then forward, when he descended, he said, "Oh my God, the Spirit of the living God is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good news to the captives." And then he started his ministry. You and I, we have a calling. We don't want to fast. We don't want to pray. When we call for a fast, you think we are doing something. Listen, it is better for you. Get this truth. Let it sink in your spirit. It's scriptural. What we are teaching here, there's nothing that is of our own manufacturing or doing. It is better to be spiritual than to be carnal. Let them call us as a church too spiritual. It is a better testimony than being labeled as a carnal church. Because you never win the war in your carnality.
Still to come on our next episode. This broadcast was proudly sponsored by the friends and partners of Harvest Chapel International Kumasi. Thank you for listening to Logos Rhema Hour with Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobi. We believe that as you act on this word, God's power will transform your life. Join or visit us for our in-person family service at Harvest Chapel International Dinyami Kumasi, close to Micklin Hotel and on the Sunset Road, this and every Sunday at 7 a.m. for our tea service, 8:30 a.m. for our Bible study, and 9 a.m. for our English service. You can also join us this and every Wednesday for our amazing midweek teaching service at 6 p.m. and on Fridays for our prayer solution service, also at 6 p.m. Remember that all our services are streamed online at Harvest Chapel International Kumasi on our Facebook and YouTube pages. You can also listen to us at any time on our online radio station, Radio HCI Today, accessible via the Radio King and Zeno apps. You can download these apps on the Google Play Store and Apple Store. You are free to access all life-transforming sermons by Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobing via podcast by searching for Harvest Chapel International Kumasi on all podcast platforms. For prayer requests or any other inquiries, please contact us via SMS, voice call or WhatsApp on 055-124-5252. 055-124-5252. We look forward to seeing you at our next service. Until then, keep living for Jesus. God richly bless you.